This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, this portion of the show brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is time for Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller, the chief instructor at Gamut Resolutions. Somebody out there is putting together an IKEA piece of furniture at the moment. Who's that? Which one's doing that?
That's got to be Bob. It ain't me.
Bob, are you tearing down a crew-served weapon at the moment there, my friend?
Does it sound bad or something?
Well,
why can't you hear? I shut the door.
Well, but are you still in the room with everything?
Yeah, but hopefully there's no background noise. Just decided to be taking a dip.
Ah, okay, well. Please, this is Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions, and I have no idea what we're going to talk about today because, well, I'm just not read in that deep. So what do we got going on today, Mr. Williams?
Well, this is super sexy stuff. I want to talk about certifications and diplomas and certificates and why Bob's training doesn't offer any of it and why I think that's a good thing.
Well, I give certificates for people that need them for hours, you know?
Yeah, but overall.
Like, how are you talking about, like, what people do?
I think there's a lot of stuff out there about, you know, guys will take a class solely to get a piece of paper that they can present to their state and say, look, I got certified here, so I should be able to get a permit. And I'm kind of glad.
Like actual certificates.
Yeah, I mean, Bob's course.
Or certifications, I guess, what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, you'll certify somebody in how to stay alive, which I think is a lot more important than being able to get a piece of paper from the state.
Yeah, I mean, I think I prayed. Screw myself a little bit because some of the PD or some of the states with the PDs, like if you do have or go through their process, you know, and get like associated with them or get your curriculum certified, then it's easier for them to you know, take classes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that. So there's those reasons out there, but yeah, like for the regular, like, I hate to say it, but like the NRA search, you know, people think that those are worth anything. I don't, when it comes to like actually doing this for real, and how it should be, I haven't seen anything good from those.
No.
We talked about that before.
I completely agree. I think
money making thing.
Yeah, and the actual lesson plans that you're getting in some of the states that require NRA or USCCA or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, that training is so dated. Yours is fresh.
Yeah, but I think mine maybe fresh because of fun, and now it's been a long time since I've been in my last gunfight, but compared to others, yes, fresh, but I mean, the way that I teach, I think that is, it's timeless. I mean, as long as guns are still being used for defense, the way that I teach it'll never go away. You know, right. until we start fighting with the lasers and robots, my methods and just the basics, that's all it's ever going to be. All it has to be.
Well, given Brother Elon, that could be next week. No, but anyway, I think if you want to get a carry permit, and this is an important point, you know, go play the game, go take whatever course you have to do to get the certificate.
Right.
We're so fortunate now. We live in the golden age of firearms instruction. We got guys like Bob, not usually at his level, but we got a lot of veterans coming back that are capable of giving some good, some real world training. Obviously, they didn't see your level of training and expertise, but I think that this crap about certificates and diplomas, I mean, that's come and gone.
Yeah. I agree with that. I do think there's instructors out there that are still, you know, they might have operational experience and might have been in some gunfights that are still teaching what I would say crap. And it's all because they don't think, I think they know what works personally, but they know it's not going to sell. So they come up with, you know, they come up with the fun classes and the cool classes, doing drills that they probably know aren't needed, but they know that they're wanted. You know, so it makes that fun, sexy class to, you know, for a student to go to, which I could care less if you don't like my class or not. I'm going to teach the stuff that I know is actually going to help you save your life one day. So I think there's bad content getting out there from people that know better. It's just that they're scared. Just gonna do the basic bar stuff because it's not fun. It's not cool.
I would say if you're looking to run a lot of drills, go join IDPA or one of those leagues. But if you really want to learn how to shoot and how to defend yourself and how to gunfight, take a class like yours.
Yeah, that's it, right. Or at least just better ways to train and better drills to train on.
Yeah,
you know, it's an important thing.
Yeah, I think that gets underrated. I think a lot of this crap with these certificates and these diplomas and these state requirements. I mean, we all know how these state requirements came about. Most of the state requirements, if they have one, it's going to be NRA training. Some are changing to allow USCCA and some of these other groups in. But basically what I'm trying to say in a really roundabout way is if you need that certificate, you're going to get training that has been approved by the state and is at least 50 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm surprised some of these classes don't have people standing, waving to the target, firing in with one hand, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely dated.
So I'm very proud to be associated with Bob, who is trying to change the training that's out there and trying to add in some real-world stuff, unlike these certification classes that are out there, which I think are killing. I mean, I think they're hurting the instructors out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we, I got a couple of questions I want to ask about this simply because of something that happened with me the other day. And we're headed to the first break. Now, Lee, of course, is an investigative reporter with Armed American News, the Second Amendment Foundation. And he does he is the gun writer at gunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller teaches a very unpopular course says, at gamut resolution. There's no glitz, there's no glamour or anything else, just pure T deadly effectiveness. Just isn't pretty. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. And we were talking about training and what is real training versus manufactured training, I guess. And here's my question. Like, I decided to get back, I decided to get back into the martial arts. And but I'm older now than when I was first in the martial arts, of course. And some of the things that I used to be able to do with no effort, I can't do at all. Can't even think about doing it. And instead of, with the first place that I went back to, instead of them getting out there and creating a curricula that I could handle and actually use and be effective with, they tried to get my body to respond to something that just doesn't exist anymore in my reality. So then I changed schools, and now I'm in a martial art that actually plays to my strengths versus me trying to get out there and solve my weaknesses. Because in self-defense is not exactly a pretty thing to consider. It's going to be sort of quick. All I'm looking to do is, you know, poke somebody in the eye while they're sitting there holding their hand to their head and going, "Owie, you poked out my eye." I'm going to be pulling out my gun going, "I'm about to poke out more than that, son. Now go." Because that's all I'm looking to do, because I'm not looking to get out there. "All right, son, 50 fisticuffs. Marquee of Queensberry rules. Up with them. Let's go." You know.
Yeah.
So, is it your contention? And I'll tell you this about training. Now, I found this to be the case in the Southeast, at the very least. Everybody there for a while that was teaching a defensive pistol class was basically teaching the tactical defense light pistol class. Because I called it the tactical response light, because everybody had been to Jaeger school, and they were teaching what they had learned at Jaeger school. The problem was that Jaeger wasn't there to explain to you why you were doing these things that he advocated that you do in his school. So it was sort of like a fourth generation duplicate of a VHS tape.
Right.
By the time it gets to me, is that the problem with instruction? Are there just not enough instructors out there that are getting out there and teaching based upon their experience? Are they all trying to meet some standard that the NRA has set on? Because I know, like for your particular type of training that I can only imagine you do, I would imagine the NRA probably looks at that and says, "No, that's so ungentlemanly."
I don't know, Lee. You've at least taken other classes, Lee, and you'd be able to differentiate on like how I do things compared to other things that you've seen out there. Because I try to stay out of the game on that. I don't care what other people are doing. I don't care what's out there. I just do my own thing. So Lee, you might be able to answer that better.
Yeah, I would say the big difference is most of the other instructors are teaching out of a textbook, and Bob doesn't need a textbook. I mean, they're breaking their stuff into chapters. You can just see them when you're taking the course. Okay, next chapter, stance. Let's work on your stance for 20 minutes or a half an hour. I think, and that's how these bad things get passed along. Like Bob, what you and I call, I think you came up with it, range calisthenics. Or range theatrics, you know, yep. Pull the gun back to your chest, look left, right, left, and then holster as quick as you can. Because people are seeing that on YouTube, that crap gets, you know, passed along. And if there's an instructor that doesn't do that, you know, guys are like, "Well, how come we're not doing the range theatrics and the calisthenics out here?" Well, because they're crap. They're a bunch of BS. But these guys, because it's, you know, on page 40 of their textbook, they keep doing it. And they, none of them have the guts to say, "No, I'm not going to do that. That's stupid." Bob, because thankfully you've never been exposed to that crap that, you know, is getting passed along on YouTube as we speak, you don't have the range theatrics in any of your classes, which, let me tell you, is a breath of fresh air. And you kind of nailed it too, Bill. I mean, Bob's able to tell you why.
That's what I was going to say too. I think that's the big difference. Like even instructors that come to my class to learn, which, you know, is a good thing because they're like, "Oh, hey, this is, They want to be relative, right? But they've never been in gunfights, so how are you going to know what's up to teach? Is, you know, go to a class that with a guy who's actually done it for real, right? And then you learn other techniques, you learn other drills to be, you know, teaching your people. But I think that's the biggest thing is they're not going to have the why behind it, or at least be able to explain this is the reason why I'm having you do this because this is the situation that I was in. They can teach what I'm teaching, but they probably can't explain the why as well or have someone listen to them if they're saying the why, but they've never been in a gunfight. Most students are going to be looking at them like, well, that's stupid. But when I'm putting it into context of the situation I was in, people are like, oh, I totally get it. You know?
Yeah.
So I think, but Bill, you hit it. It is not many people, they're just teaching what they've been taught. You know, like they're going off of a curriculum that someone else had. They don't really have the why behind it. I think that's the biggest thing, or one of the biggest things that I bring to the table in my classes. I can always tell you why I'm doing stuff.
Now, and why you're not doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So let me, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask a question, and I will remind you of it. So here's the thing, and I've always thought of this as the difference between a really good instructor in anything physical versus an instructor that is just based upon dogmatic application of something that I was taught this way, therefore so shall you be, that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
So my question is, I find that the better instructors I have been with are willing to live with my idiosyncrasies if I can do everything safely, accurately, and with speed. So if I'm not technically this or that, but anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Let's talk about that because I think that's really a hallmark of a great instructor.
Yep.
Lee Williams, of course, he writes and he writes and is republished everywhere. And he just had another article come out about a 74-year-old man who got in trouble for selling a gun or two, and the ATF said he was deriving income from it. Which he probably was losing money on if he's selling guns the way I sell guns, because I buy them and then I lose money. Bob Keller, he is the chief instructor at Gamut Resolutions. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is increasing interest rates again to try to bring down inflation.
The FOMC raised our policy interest rate by a half percentage point.
The increase is less than the recent three-quarters point hikes. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he anticipates ongoing increases will be necessary to get inflation back to the 2% goal. Senate Republicans are speaking out against the omnibus bill that lawmakers reportedly have agreed on. Lawmakers need to pass a government funding bill before it runs out of money and partially shuts down the government on Friday. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is calling on Republicans to support a continuing resolution instead of the omnibus bill.
Let's postpone this vote until the first quarter
give the House leader, House Republican leadership, an opportunity to come up with a budget.
USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And I just asked Bob, do you adapt your syllabus to if somebody's coming in and maybe they only have the use of one arm or they're in a wheelchair?
On the curriculum, no, I mean, there's certain things that they wouldn't be able to do. Obviously, they're just not gonna do it. But on the way that they do it, there is no perfect way. There's no, I would say right way. It's, you do it the way that works for you. That's just how it should be on anything you do. Before we went on break, like you're saying, if you're going to their class and they're telling you this is how you have to stand or this is what you need to do and it doesn't work for you and they're trying to force it on you, they are a very bad instructor. Like,
yeah.
No one method is going to work for everyone. You know, everyone's arms are different, hands are different, bodies are different. You have to figure out what works for you. But when it comes to the drills and the curriculum, that doesn't change because I'm just forcing you to do drills over and over. And that's the kind of the beauty of the reason why I set it up like that. Because if I force you to do the rep on certain drills, you'll start figuring out what actually works for you.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, on any of my classes, I'm never a it's my way or the highway kind of instructor. I'm just forcing you to do drills. And obviously, I give tips. And there is instruction. But if my way isn't working for you, I'm not going to sit there and nope. You gotta make it work. You know, like my way. That's just dumb as an instructor. But the only thing I'll tell you it is my way is tugging down the magazine for combat reload. That's about the only time I'll be like, it has to be my way.
Gotcha. Lee, over to you, sir.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, if I ended up drawing by reaching through my legs and reaching up to my belt and pulling my pistol, and I could do that in under a second,
right.
Bob wouldn't say a thing. You know,
nope.
If that's what worked, it would work. And, I mean, I look back to when I was certified by NRA to teach law enforcement. I mean, the guys that taught us, and a bunch of cops, they were 100 years old, man. I mean, I think they probably started their careers with cap and ball guns. None of them had done anything, you know. I'd already been in a few gunfights. These guys are 100 years old, and they're teaching us, you know, 50-year-old tactics. And I think we got to break that cycle because instruction is so precious, and it's so rare, especially for guys like cops that are working. You got to get the best stuff out there. You got to get the certificates and diplomas and certifications out of the way. Anyway, we got some really good questions. I'm just going to jump right in. Anonymous wants to know, did the FBI report kill the caliber controversies, 9 versus 45, 5.56 versus 72? Does caliber even matter? How small would you go? What about 380? Yeah. I think it's about where you hit them, not what you hit them with. Am I wrong?
No. Yeah, the whole knockdown power, what you're using, that discussion, people just talk about that to talk about it, I think. They just like, they
yeah.
like discussions, you know.
Well,
it's,
yeah.
It's shot placement and how many times you're shooting or drop.
Is knockdown power even a part of the handgun discussion?
I don't think it is anymore.
I mean,
it used to be, though. That was a big one.
Yeah, I mean, if it was all about knockdown power, we'd all be carrying, you know, 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum with the 5 or 6 rounds and, like, 17 speed loaders.
Yeah, that's not a discussion with me.
No, I'll be honest, I haven't heard that for, God, it's got to be years, man. Okay, this is good. You'll like this one, too, Bill. As a former Cold Warrior, I am awestruck by how terrible the Russian army performed or didn't perform during their invasion of the Ukraine. Did you guys see this coming? What are your takeaways? Earl S., retired USAF Senior Master Sergeant.
So when
I don't know what that is.
When I was on the border, we would hear all the stories about the East Germans that had the T-72s. And the first generation of T-72s, the automatic loading device in the tank would accidentally confuse one of the crew members with a shell and snatch him up
God.
And slam him into the breach. One last comrade to worry about in that particular
war. Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
Well, you know, I never thought that they were ever going to be anything anyway. I saw how they lived in Berlin. I took the Berlin trip and saw, you know, those Berlin soldiers, they were getting beat up every day by their superiors, you know. They didn't have nothing.
I got to say, I'm somewhat surprised, but years and years and years of corruption. I mean, I did a story on how the guys, the Russians in Ukraine, were eating rations from 2002, and then I found the brand new ones, the 2019s and the 2020s, on eBay. They're selling them on eBay. So somebody took their current food and made them eat the crap, which is making them all sick. So, yeah, I knew that the Russian army was just corrupt as hell.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay.
After the Kursk, nothing surprised me about the Russian army.
Yeah, no kidding. This one is kind of topical. Can you recommend a real-world martial art? Anonymous. Bob, what are you? You're a Jeet Kune Do or judo or something, right?
I don't know. Whenever I'm asked that, I think that if you're going to train on anything, I mean, just straight up MMA stuff. So where you're getting the grappling and you're getting the stand up stuff, but not getting particular with one specific thing. I mean, you need to for real world application, I mean, it needs to be straight up street fighting. Well, you know, so I mean, so knowing how to grapple and roll is awesome, but you need to know all your standard stuff too.
Well, I mean,
but it doesn't need to be a specific thing.
In my particular case, at 61 with arthritis in a lot of places, that it just hurts to think about falling down. I have tried. All I'm thinking about is if I can detect that this is about to get kinetic, I'm going to do something really fast that's going to mess your face up enough for you to be thinking about that. And I'm coming guns up because it's probably going to be a force one way or the other.
That should be the answer.
I have found that for older people, the Wing Chun discipline works, because the Wing Chun discipline, all of the hand positions are the same positions you have when you're holding a gun.
Well, I just pray to God I don't have, I'm not completely unarmed if somebody wants to go kinetic, right, and that I have a gun or a knife or a hand grenade or something.
That's why all the serrations are on the staccato, because you can gather their DNA when you pistol whip them.
I don't know about that. I've never hit anyone with a pistol. I took Systema for years. It's Russian. You're going to get hit.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
play with real knives.
That's brutal.
And you're
going to
get cut. But I enjoyed that.
We're coming up on the next break. We got Q&A with Think Game Fire in the midst right now. We'll be right back with that. Lee Williams, you can find his stuff online. You can find it at Armed American News. You can find it at the Second Amendment Foundation, and you can find it at gunwriter.substack.com, gamutresolutions.com, G-A-M-U-T, resolutions.com. That's where you find Mr. Keller. And once a week, if things go right and Bob's not on some plane somewhere, flying somewhere, doing something like that, you'll find him here, Think Game Fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think Aim Fire. This is the Q&A. Lee Williams, Bob Keller. Back to you, sir. You were about to ask the next question.
This is from Michael and Sarah in St. Pete. My wife and I are trying to buy plate carriers in gear. We're overcome with options. Can you help me cut through the crap? What would you recommend? Bob, you're the guru on all of this.
No, I'm the worst on this. You were joking. Yeah, I am horrible when it comes to gear. I was always, whatever I was given, I would make work. Have you done any testing lately or had any products sent here?
Not lately, but I mean, you're a partner with, affiliated with Cry, I would say if you've got the money, you can't really do any better than that.
Yeah, Cry is what we used. It's been so long since I've used them. If you're looking at something simple, I mean, one that I am affiliated with them as well, but because I don't know of other companies, Audi Gear makes a really cool plate carrier that is a grab and go. It's not like a, it's not a full on assault plate carrier. It's more of a, it's a real slim down version, which I prefer that, especially as a civilian now. But when it comes to plates, that I'm not very sure.
How much money do you got? I mean, that's.
Yeah, cause I know just from some of the cops that had them, Paraclete has a new plate out that I was amazed. I grabbed one of their, it was a full-time SWAT guy, and like they were at my class, and they had their kit on the table, and I was just moving it or something, and I picked it up, and I was like, you scammers, you know, cause they were wearing kit the whole day, you know? Well, it was so light that I mean, it felt like they took the plates out. So I was like, man, you guys are getting over not putting plates in. They're like, no, there's plates in there. And, you know, cause from what I'm used to, and we had the best of the best back then. I mean, these things were just feather light. And I don't know which version it was, but they said they were paraclete plates. You know, I'm never like level five or whatever, whatever the level is to stop, you know, a certain amount of 7.62, shots, you know, per so many inches. I was amazed on how light they were. It was crazy. But there's so many different companies out there making it. I wouldn't be able to be talk smart on it.
Yeah, I would just say this, guys. If it's sold on Amazon, I would try and avoid it. I mean, right. They got a couple good brands, but this Cry Precision, CRYE Precision, and Oti Gear is OTTEgear.com. And they make some nice stuff, too.
Here's my question. Let me ask my question, though. This is my question.
What's up?
I never trained with a set of plates on. When I was in the Army, we were so fast, we dodged. We dodged the bullets. We only had LBEs. We had flak jackets, but we didn't even get those issued to us. And so we would not have gone into combat with any sort of plate carrier on. And one of the things that I've been told about plates is, like, when you're in a wooded area where everything isn't wide open, you probably don't need them. And so for that reason, a couple of people I've asked about, well, what kind of plates do I need? They're like, well, do you train with them on all the time? I was like, no. They said, I wouldn't plan on taking any out there then.
Yeah, I would say if you're going to get a plate carrier, you got to train in it.
Yeah.
You're not going to know if it's, you know, like Bob says, it's going to have a garage sale on the ground by the time you're done.
Yeah.
Unless it's at
my would you?
Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, if you have the opportunity to grab, put it on, absolutely. I mean, they do save lives, but yes, not many situations, especially out concealed wise, you're not going to be like, oh, hold on, let me go to my truck and get my plates when you're probably not going to be in your truck anyhow. So, I mean, most situations you wouldn't be able to put it on, and even home defense, you're gonna have time to go get your plates and put them on and be ready for someone to come in.
No.
But they 100% do work. So if you did have time and it was all hell was breaking loose, absolutely, it would be beneficial to have them. They do work.
They work if you get hit in the plate.
Yeah. Yep.
I think you probably got time for one more, Lee.
Okay. Would you recommend a suppressor on my AR? Is the payoff worth the price and the hassle? Do you allow them in your classes?
Yes, absolutely allow them in my classes. You're asking me for so for noise-wise and not having to shoot next to someone without them. I mean, they're awesome, but assault-wise or real-world-wise, especially in the United States, are they needed? No, absolutely not. Like, what benefit are they giving besides, like, if it's straight up defense and something's going down, like, I don't need to be quiet.
Don't they overgas it though to where it runs faster?
It all depends on what gun you're using, because sometimes the suppressor actually screws up your shot.
Yeah, AK is not fun to run suppressed. You're eating a lot of gas.
But I have nothing against them. But I mean, like my Iraq days, I never ran suppressed. There was no need. If I'm landing. Most of it was urban stuff. So if I'm landing on the X, or which is landing on the building or close to it, like the gig's up, everyone knows that we're there, right? I don't need to be suppressed in that situation. So for me, just the added weight and the added bulk to having one on it wasn't needed.
Have you ever taught a class where everybody's suppressed?
Yeah, I actually have. It was down here, close to Lakewood Ranch, actually. There's like a private 10-acre lot, and he had a range down there, but just not to make the members, neighbors angry, everyone in the class was suppressed. It was awesome.
I bet that was. I mean, God, no ear pro.
Pretty much. So, yeah, I mean, they are awesome. Everyone should be allowed to get them over the counter.
Yeah.
But when it comes to assault-type fighting and most defense-type shooting, not needed.
I don't want that 6 inches. I don't want that 6 inches on my rifle.
Me neither. It's really just the added weight to it.
Yeah, I think you nailed it too. I mean, my lawnmower came with a muffler. Okay, so I should have one for my rifle over the counter if I want one.
If you want one, absolutely.
I don't care if I ever have one of those things. I've never shot one of those things. I probably aren't going to have to get involved in the NFA later on this month when they do the whole pistol brace thing, but I don't even know if they're going to do that. And if they don't, I'm not going to SBR it, but if I get into that, I might think about it. But the one gun that I would have that everybody says should be suppressed is my 300 Blackout, and I'm not doing it. So before we run out of time.
And you're looking at a year to 18 months.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Listen, Lee, of course, you can catch Lee online. He is a writer. He goes out and he finds stories. He's like Batman. He goes out and he finds where there's something going on and he brings it to your attention because outrage happens all over the place. ArmedAmericanNews.com, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, and GunWriter.substack.com. GamutResolutions.com, that's where you can find out how to get with Bob Keller. He's not going to teach you how to kill people pretty, but it's going to be damned effective. Plus, you do get a T-shirt, but you get no certificates when you're there. Just get a T-shirt. So. Hour number 3 is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
See you, fellas.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.